So welcome to another episode of Light in the Dark podcast. I am your host, Lady B. Today's episode is going to be the conclusion of Cringy Convos. Yes, there's a conclusion, y'all. So last episode, you know, was about, you know, guy at work. I didn't say it in the last episode. I think I actually wrote it and put it on the screen that he's actually married, y'all. Old enough to be my daddy, and he's married. I don't know how long he's been married, but that part doesn't even matter, right? So, anyway, so the end of the story is this. It got to the point where, you know, before we would talk or whatever, like, once the weekend was over, we went back to work. It was like, well, hey, what you do this weekend? Hey, what you do this weekend? So on and so forth. Just friendly conversations, right? So, after the whole texting conversation or whatever, and then I felt weird and didn't answer the last text or whatever, you know, when I went back to work, I was acting a little funny. I ain't gonna lie, I was acting a little funny because I ain't talked to him. I'm like, okay, see, now I know who you are. So no, I didn't talk to him. So that went on for about 2 days, and then the next time that we had went back to work or whatever, I had already, you know, explained to his friend, because he brought his friend into the mix and was like, yo, like, she acting funny. So, you know, I explained to his friend, showed his friend the text messages, right? Showed him the text messages so the friend could read it for himself. It's not like I'm, you know, sitting here putting anything into the mix or whatever. No, the friend could just read the text read for himself. So he did that. And, you know, like, the next time we went to work or whatever, you know, I still was not talking. And so the guy was like, well, you still not talking to me? And I was like, well, there's nothing to say. And so he was like, well, you know, like, well, if I did something to you, or if I upset you or something, you know, well, then just, like, let me know. And so I looked at him. And so in my mind, I was like, okay, so here we go. I guess there's no more avoiding it, right? Like, here we go. So I was like, all right. I go, remember those last text messages? Or what did I say? I said something about those text messages. And he was like, well, yeah, I had asked you, did you get your tattoo yet? I was like, no. After that, I go, the end of the text when I didn't respond anymore. And he was like, well, what did I say? And I was like, well, you was talking about, like, a sexy area. And he was like, well, yeah, I said that, like, on a woman's spine, you know, like, a tattoo is sexy in the area. I go, okay, well, after that, he was like, well, I didn't ask you about, you know, tattoos on you. And he just jumped to it. He was like, well, I didn't ask you about any tattoos on you. I didn't ask you about how many tattoos you had. I ain't ask you none of that. And so I kept looking at him. I was like, okay. Okay. Because I knew he was lying, right? Because ultimately, that's the reason why I had gotten upset. Is because you crossed that line, bro. Like, you severely cross that line, bro. And like, you did ask me about me. It wasn't just a in general question. It was specifically about me. So you know, like, once he said that he didn't do that, I didn't even refute it. I'm like, okay, because in my mind the conversation was done. Like, okay, you didn't take no accountability, no ownership, no nothing. You just flat out denied it. And like, even afterwards, you know, it was kind of sort of like, okay, well, on your break, you can, like, go out, read your phone, you know, you can actually read the text messages. Whether or not he did that, I don't know. But to me, it was like, you know, like, had you done that, then you could have came back and be like, you know what? I did do that. I don't know what I was thinking at the time, but I did ask you about you specifically. You know what? That's on me. I take accountability for that. I should not have done that. Then, you know, it kind of could have been like, okay, you know, or if he would have been like, okay, well, I was drinking, you know, whatever, whatever. Then it kind of sort of would have been like, oh, okay, you know. We still weren't going to go back to just chit-chatting the way that we used to. But at least then in my mind, like, oh, okay, well, you know, at least he took some accountability for it, whatever, whatever, right? Nah, bro. So once that didn't happen, I was like, okay, I got you. So some hours go by or whatever. Last break, and you know, I used to sit out there, like, it'd be me and then one other person, and then somebody else would migrate on over there, and he would migrate on over there, whatever. So it would be like four of us, like me and three guys, it'd be like four of us. And so, you know, I just quit doing it. I was like, you know what? Like, I'm good. You know, he can have his little spot bag. I'm gonna, like, go over here. You know, like, I don't even need to interact or whatever. So, you know, his friend, you know, he hit me up and he was like, well, hey, like, where you at? I was like, yo, I'm over here. So he came or whatever. And he was like, yo, like, you for real? I was like, yeah, like, he can have that spot back. Like, I ain't even about that no more. Like, no. And so he was like, yo, like, it's crazy. I was like, yeah, it is. And he was like, this is the part that I had a problem with when it came to him. He go, something must be missing. Like, did you delete something? Like, well, what's up? Like, something must be missing. And I looked at him like, what the? Like, what? I go, wait. I go, repeat that sentence for me. Because I want to make sure I heard it right. I go, repeat that sentence for me. And he was like, well, what you think I said? I go, I think you said that I must have deleted something out of that text. I go, I didn't delete nothing. The whole text was there. You could read the whole thing. It was there. I go, do you know what that sounded like, though? Do you know what my ears heard? What my ears heard, okay, trigger warning. What my ears heard was this. When a woman is raped, people ask her, well, what were you wearing? What were you wearing to make him do that to you? So it takes the ownership and the blame off of the perpetrator and puts it on the victim. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, I ain't want to curse, but anyway, here we are. So it's like, what? And he was like, no, I ain't saying it like that. I go, but yo, that's what it sounded like. Because you took it off of him and you asked me, oh, well, what did you delete? You must have deleted something. To make it seem like I must have done something to make him send me those text messages. Nah, bro, like what? So, you know, he got to explaining. And then I was like, okay, so look at it from a woman's point of view because you're looking at it from a man's point of view. And so, like, once I did that, then, you know, like, he understood where I was coming from. And he was like, well, you know, I didn't mean it like that. So, okay. So then he was like, but still, there's got to be something missing though. And I was like, yo, like, I was scrolling through, you know, the text messages going all the way back to last year. And I was like, yo, there was this one time and we was off. And before I get there, I was like, yo, like, it used to be that, you know, like I said, we would be like, well, hey, what you having for dinner tonight? Hey, what you having for dinner? You know, just stuff like that. Just whatever, just conversation. And so I go, you know, like, one night we was off and I just get this random text like, what's for dinner? And I remember looking at my phone like, what? And so I go, I texted him back. I was like, yo, did you accidentally send me this? And he was like, no, I was just joking with you. It didn't make sense to me, y'all. Until okay, so I told dude that, and dude was like, oh, see, I was right, see. And I go, wait, what you talking about? And he was like, oh, I will go, hold on, tell me. So he was like, yo, when I said something was missing, that's what it was. I was like, wait, what? I go, you think he from way back then, like, he started thinking that then? And he was like, yeah. He go, remember that time last year that he wasn't here, that, like, he was I think he was, like, he wasn't even going on vacation, he just took some time off from work. I go, yeah, I remember that, because he gave me his number, like, if I needed something or whatever. He go, yeah, okay, so remember that time, like, I had checked on him, and what he had told me was, like, hey, you know, like, well, she could have checked on me too, like, she got my number, she could have checked on me, she could have called, she can call me anytime. And I looked at this man as he was saying this to me, and I'm like, wait, what? Like, is that why he? I go, dude. I go, this was last year. I was like, is that why he gave me his number? I go, yo, guess what, though? I go, and he had texted me, too. And he was like, well, yo, like, you could have checked on me. And I was like, I straight up told him, like, well, hey, you know, like, that's your boy. Like, it seemed like it's better if your boy check on you, you know, like, rather than me checking on you. It just seemed like it's better that your boy checked on you. Because in my mind, it was like, well, how would that shit look? You know, like, come on now. So, I don't know. I think we was on two different pages. But apparently, you know, maybe he was trying to lay the framework back then. I don't know. But like when dude mentioned that to me, I was like, yo, like since then, bro, like he probably been plotting this since then, like for real. Yo, that's crazy to me. And I'm like, it's, bro, it's crazy. And so I was telling dude, I go, you know what, it's really deeper than that for me, because what me and this dude going through, like not even going through it no more, right? Like I go, this is the surface level stuff, like it's deeper than that for me. I go, for the simple fact that he presented himself one way for the time that I've been here, only to not be that way. Like he would continue to tell me about this one woman, and he was like, yeah, you know, like she a snake. Like a snake will look you in your eyes before it bites you. You know, and you know, here he is. And dude was like, yeah, he was a wolf in sheep's clothing. I go, bro, that's exactly what I was thinking, right? Like you came into this like you was a sheep, but you was actually a wolf. And I was like, yo. It took me back to like the ex-husband. The ex-husband showed me the representative of him for several years. You know, we dated, got married, everything. You showed me the representative. And then the real you came out. And it's like, well, what the? And we talking about like years. And then the real you came out. And it's like, well, what? And so I go, that's what this reminds me of. Like, he came into this situation as one person. But now it's like, you know, you was plotting the whole dang on time, bruh. Like, you was plotting, bruh. Like, what? And like I said, I already got trust issues, right? Yeah, the world gonna know. I already got trust issues. It's nothing new. So, for me to trust you, and I don't just trust people off top now. Like, you have to earn it. But then it's like, you know, when you show me I can no longer trust you, I should have put on some lucha. When you show me I can no longer trust you, it's a wrap. It's over and done with. I ain't doing it no more. Like, not what I used to do with the ex-husband. I ain't doing it no more, bro. Because now it's like, you know, once you show me that the trust is gone, I can't trust you no more. It's cutthroat. It's over and done with. It's dead. I'm sorry. There's no, you know, Lazarus come out. You know, Jesus reviving Lazarus. No, there's no resurrection. It's dead. It is what it is. So that is the end of that. You know, to know that, like, in actuality, you know, dude has possibly been plotting this for quite a while. Wow. You know, it's crazy because in some ways I want to remain single because of stuff like this. Because it's like, dang. Are dudes really trustworthy? Like, where are the trustworthy dudes? Where are the trustworthy men? Like, where are they? You know? But right now, you know, I guess I feel like that's something that I can't really worry about. I gotta keep going, right? Gotta keep moving. So, ultimately, ladies, keep your eyes open. Yo, like, I mean... Yeah, that's really all I can say. Just keep your eyes open, stay vigilant. And I guess, you know, it don't just happen to women, it happens to dudes too. So hey, you know, everybody, you know, just keep your eyes open, remain vigilant. You know, if something seems a little weird or it feels a little weird, then like, hey, go with that gut feeling. Be like, hey, you know, this feels weird. Why does it feel weird to me? And go with it. Don't let nobody try and talk you out of that. That's about it. That's all I got. That is the end of, you know, the crazy convo saga. Not crazy. It's cringy, my bad. Because, I mean, even still, that was still cringy, whatever. Yeah, like you old enough to be my daddy. And then I was thinking about it before I even get off of here. My mind is went elsewhere. Like, I was thinking about it before, and I was like, yo, like, how many... I can't even say, like, how many women does this happen to, like, but how many people does this happen to where it's, like, the older people want to, you know, try to hit on the younger people. And I don't mean, you know, there's, like, a 3-year age gap or whatever. I mean, you know, like, 10, 15, 20 years. Like, bro, what? What? No, that's cringy. Like, you old enough to be my daddy, bro. Like, what? No. Ew, what? Anyway. Yeah, so yeah, that's the end of it. So this has been another episode of Light in the Dark Podcast. I am your host, Lady B. And until next time, deuces.